miracle. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as we receive our Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord sent a word into Jacob. You just must endeavor to live here with one word that will turn things around for the better in your life. Something added to what you came with. Something new that you are going for after this prophetic feast. The Lord sent a word. Every turning point is steered by one encounter with one word. A word. The reason the ministry gives teach is to bring us to the realm of faith. We come into the unity of faith. We come to the point where they are by discovering what they discovered. For the ministry of Pastor J. Smith, from his book, The Man God Uses, that gave me access to that anchor of my destiny, next to salvation. The revelation of Matthew 6:33 is the anchor of my life. It's 46 years ago. His word lives and abides forever. 46 years ago. And is still intoxicating me till now. A word. Now, because an anchor in someone's life must live here with you. We've had so much, but what have you caught? Like was mentioned now, what have you caught? What would you say I've caught here? Some greedy individuals, like I've always been on the things of God, we live with six. Some we live with seven. But not to live with one. As made your coming here as a ceremony. Not to live with one word that will be an anchor to your life, that we add color, new realm of value to your walk with God, then you have only come for a ceremony. One word. One word. One word. He sent a word. Today, the world over is shouting Matthew 33, a word. A word. A word. Somebody must live here with his word. When the word of Joseph came, everything turned. The word. Lift up your two hands one more time. I must catch what you have for me. In the remaining two services of Shiloh 2022, would you thank him for anything you already caught, that you know you caught? Not something that was taught, but something you caught. You caught it. Something you caught by yourself and you know it. Something you caught and you know it. Something you caught. Thank God for him. and something you are set to catch, thank God for it. Thank you, Jesus. Help everyone to remain sensitive, Lord Jesus, the remaining part of this event. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Give the Lord a big hand and get seated, please. I know by now a lot of your expectation must have been turned to thanksgiving. How many have received some answers to prayers here? How many have received some answers to their prayers here? But as our custom is, prophetically, we place our expectation cards properly enveloped and drop it in the ark. And tomorrow in the impartation service, prophetic declarations are made, and then every item turned to a testimony. That's the reason for the ark of testimony. And we have expectation cards for those who don't have, where you can fix in what your expectations are, and then they'll collect them in the morning. As they pass, the ushers will collect them and then we'll put them in the ark and expect the prophetic proclamations to turn to manifestations in your life in the name of Jesus. Every item that enters into that ark will be turned to a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Another hand for Jesus. I've been speaking for the time we have. My series unveiling the covenant highways of life. People think that spiritual things only apply to spiritual issues. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. There are people today doing business they have no business doing because they will not be guided. They will not be guided. There are people running out of favor from in all areas because they don't know the way to favor. There are those being buffeted by sickness and disease. They have not learned the way out. Spiritual things impact on all areas of life, all areas of life. There are those in politics today, they have no business being there. They will finish all they have done in their life and come back to square one because they will not be guided. They will not be guided. When I talk about a deliverer, I would never belong to a party in my life. Lord, send us a deliverer from the north, the south, the east, the west, wherever he may be, short or tall. Your choice. Your choice. Your choice. He sent them a hook. You know, our sin brought us to where we found ourselves. Insatiable quest for money. They cried unto God, rescue us. He sent them a hook, his name. And the land had rest for 80 years. They cried to God again when they went to captivity and oppression of the devil. God sent them Othniel. And the land had rest for 40 years. These are all contained in chapter 3 of Judges. But are you the deliverer God is sending? That's the problem. You know, like, spiritual things impact on all aspects of life. If you hearken to my voice, I'll say to you, I have above all nations of the earth. And all these things will come to you and overtake you. You'll be the head and not the tail, you'll be above. No. Hearken to me, it will impact on all aspects of your life. Please know that spiritual things are relevant to every aspect of human life. The Bible calls the word of God all the word of this life. Acts chapter 5 verse 20. All the words of this life. We are not talking spiritual things here. Everything about life is spiritual. You are a spiritual product. You may be spiritually dead, it doesn't matter, but you are a spiritual product. God the Spirit gave that to you. Amen. It impacts on all aspects of life. So the stewardship covenant impacts on all aspects of human life. All aspects. Thou shalt serve the Lord. By God, and he shall bless your bread and your water which you are running around for, from pillar to post, Brazil to Jamaica, Jamaica to God, for bread. Serve the Lord, he shall bless. Not bless you with revelation, bless you with bread. He shall bless you with practical bread. And I will take sickness away from you. It imparts on all areas of life. There shall none be barren, nor cast their young in the land. And the number of your days I will fulfill. So serving me does not make you an established member of a church. It adds value to your life. Serving God adds value to whosoever is serving Him. Serving God adds value to whosoever is serving Him. If they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Does anybody want to live under pressure? Depression is uncontrolled pressure. Pressure out of control is what results in depression. Pressure out of control is what results in depression. Serve me, I will deflate pressures of your life. Job 36 verse 11, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity. Not up and down. Not somebody's empowered and I got something. And their years in pleasure. Thou shalt serve. Not thou shalt pose as serving. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. And serving God is a choice, it's not a gift, it's not a calling, it's not an anointing. Serving God is a choice people make. Choose ye this day whom you shall serve. Joshua 24:15. But as for me and my house, the choice is made to serve the Lord. Jesus made himself of no reputation. He took upon himself the form of a servant. He took it upon himself. No one forced me to. Here it was, my father loved me because I laid down my life. that I may take it again. No one taketh it from me. I choose to lay down. So no one needs to be an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, a pastor, to be a servant of God. Abraham was not a preacher, was a business emperor. But Psalm 105 verse 42, he remembers his covenant, his promise, and Abraham, his servant. Daniel was not a preacher, but the Lord thy God, whom thou servest continually. The world around him knew was a servant of God. Job was a business topmost man. If you consider my servant Job, he was a celebrated servant of God. You don't have to be called to ministry to serve God. It's an open platform for all of God's children. Anna was a widow, 84 years old. She was serving God with prayer and fasting. Luke chapter 2 verse 37. It's an open-ended platform. Serving God. Is an open-ended platform for anyone who chooses to. For anyone who chooses to. Open-ended platform. Why stand ye idle all the day? Go to the vineyard and walk. There is space for everybody. There is room for everyone. People are running after recognition, after status, after fame. That's not where stewardship is. It's in serving God's interest with passion. Serving God's interest with delight. Being a value-adding member of the body of Christ. The body grows by that which every joint supplies. You are not a consumer, you are a supplier. You are adding value to the kingdom of your Father. As we all know, when you are out of service, you are no longer a candidate for promotion. Many, many believers are just at one spot for life. Only men and women in service are eligible for change of story. Occupy till I come. Do business with this that I come. And he came, changed their position. He went again, came and changed their position. Your position will keep changing and my position will keep changing as we keep serving God in increasing dimension with increasing impact. It keeps changing our level from one state to another. When anybody retires from the army, he lives with the title he retired with. If he retired as a major and he lives to be 100 years, he will be major retired. He can't be major general because he's not many years old. No, no, no. The age at which you retire is the end of moving forward in that career. When you retire from serving God, sir, you'll be marking time. You'll just be marking time. You just be marking time. You'll be living on pension. All allowances shut down. All benefits shut down. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. I want to serve you, Lord. I want to serve you more. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. It's the mystery of continuous change of story. Serving God is the mystery behind continuous change of story. Serving God is the mystery behind continuous change of story. Serving God is the mystery behind continuous change of story for any believer. Thank you, Jesus. I'm the true vine. And my Father is the vine dresser, the husbandman. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he prunes or purges or keeps fit, so you can keep bringing more fruits. Every branch is ordained a fruit bearing, value adding branch. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. Every child of God is a branch of that vine, and is ordained to be a value adding branch, or has no future. Luke chapter 13, verse 6 to 9. We saw the story of the vineyard, the fig tree planted. I came looking for fruit in this and found none these 3 years. They say, cut it. I said, no, sir. Please leave it for one more year. If it bear fruit well, or if it doesn't bear fruit, cut it down. He said, why combat it the ground? Existing without adding value makes people lose value with God. Find a place for yourself in the vineyard where you are adding value. You are adding value. You are not a sit-down Christian, sit-tight Christian, bench-warming Christian. You are adding value. Jesus said, when Mary went to lobby Jesus for a position for his two sons, Lord, you know, I've not asked you anything since I've been working with you. One thing do for me. Let one of my sons sit on your right side and the other one on your left. Let the other children find wherever they want to sit. Jesus said, you don't know what you are asking. You don't know what you are asking. They don't pray for it. They serve into it. They serve to what you are asking for. It is service that defines our status. It's not prayer for change my story. Service is the platform for a continuous change of story. My prayer is that no one here shall remain a bench warming Christian. That everyone shall be turned to a value-adding member of the body. In the name of Jesus. We have a few platforms that show that this thing is open to all. Number one. Praying kingdom advancement prayer is everybody's responsibility.
Some may never know that they go to heaven. Some will know it and will never engage with it. When we say, God who saw you in secret will reward you, it's not we answer you, we reward you for your service on the prayer altar. Service on the prayer altar is rewarded. Prayer for divine intervention is answered. Matthew chapter 6 verse 6. When thou prayest, shut thy door and call on your Father who sees you in secret. And God who sees you in secret will reward you openly for your prayer service. For your prayer service. Not your prayer request. For your prayer service. He rewards our prayer stewardship openly. Openly. When thou fastest, don't appear to men like fast. Shut your door and pray and fast. And God who sees your fasting service, will reward you openly. Imagine if every member of a church prays for a service. What will happen? That, oh God, let no sinner that comes by the door of our church in this service miss an encounter with you. Save them. Rescue them from the pit of hell. Imagine if we top that with fasting. Amen. One of our precious ones here witnessed a woman who was a Muslim. The woman got saved. And he said to the woman, I believe your house will soon become, he told him, your house will soon become a house fellowship center. Ah, he said, don't touch that area. My husband is a very learned Muslim. And he went to 3 days fast. The man went to 3 days fast. It was the man who told the wife, I'm following you to church this Sunday. I'm following you to church this Sunday and give his life to Christ. He used prayer to win him. Everybody, give me. God does not reward request. He rewards prayer service. Differentiate between prayer request and prayer service. It will change your prayer life. Pray without ceasing will make you a beggar if you don't know the place of prayer service. Some folks are challenged in your church. You take it on as a spiritual responsibility. Praying all prayers in the spirit for the saints. You engage, you are serving God in preserving his people. God answers prayer requests, answers questions we ask, but he rewards the prayer service we render. It's time to be awake to prayer stewardship. It's time to be awake to prayer stewardship. What I'm enjoying by grace are rewards of stewardship. I went from mountain to mountain in search of God for his kingdom. I can't remember the last time I took any prayer to God on what I need, but my spiritual needs. Open rewards. Open. Not fabricated rewards. Welcome to this new phase of your life. Number two, witnessing. Reaching out to the lost. The purpose for which Jesus came. He came to seek and to search for that which is lost. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. John 15, 16. That he should go and bring forth fruits, and that your fruit should abide. I've been a pastor of this church now since the beginning.
We've never seen a wave of divine visitation in this church the way we have seen it from 2015 till date. People just going wide for God. So many everywhere. My wife was away to Atlanta one time and I just gave her a call and I said, where are you? He said, no, I'm in the park witnessing Jesus. And she went there on break. People take vacation here, sir, to go for soul winning, to reach their target. Supernatural dimensions of change of stories. Supernatural dimensions of change of stories. Things we never had before. Somebody died, they were praying kingdom and running prayer. What kind of life? And they came back to life. Soul winning is a spiritual good mind. It's a spiritual good mind. There's a coin in the mouth of every fish caught for Jesus. There's a price tag on it. There's a price tag on every fish caught for Jesus. Open the mouth of the fish. Bring out the coin. Pay all the bills. When I set you to the harvest field without purse or scripts or money, lack ye anything? They said nothing. It's a lack nothing sphere of life. Lack nothing. Lack nothing. Luke 22 verse 35. It pays the unmatchable. We lack nothing. We lack nothing. Because we are out on the field reaping the harvest for you. We lack nothing. We lack nothing. We lack nothing. It is that lack nothing realm God is bringing you into. We lack nothing. We lack nothing. My son is here. Yemi, are you there? Good. You had about 47,000 this year. My outreach team reached out to several thousands, about 140. But we got 47,000. So saved. The year 2022. God loves me beyond measure. You touch me, he reacts. I'm an instrument that is binding to his heart as a lifestyle. Please wake up. I got to a village at the age of 19. I said, Jesus, I mustn't leave this village where I met it. God raised a church within 40 days. I was there for 72 days. I wasn't called to any ministry. My passion to see Jesus made manifest in the place. And they gave me a prophetic gift. The light you brought to our village, let it shine around the world. Is that lantern that is still shining today? Somebody is going to hit his gold mine from after this service. Without a passion for souls, you are not in love with God. God so loved the world, he gave his best. What are you giving to prove your love for him? You have not chosen me, I have chosen you that should go and bring forth fruit that the fruit shall abide. That whatever you have asked the Father in my name, it will launch you into favor with God. It launches people into favor with God. It's a spiritual good mind where you lack nothing. Where you lack nothing. It's a proof of our love for God. And eyes have not seen, nor ears heard,
it hasn't entered the heart of any man what God has in stock for them that love him. Simon, lovest thou me? He said, I love you, Lord. Go after my lambs. John 21:15-17. Simon, son of Jonas, do you really love me? Go after my sheep. Are you very sure? I said, God, why are you in doubt? You know that, you know that. I said, I may go and prove that you do by going after my sheep. Someone said, the sheep are in the church. No. Jesus said, other sheep have I that are not of this fold. Them also must I bring. John 10:16. The sheep are not in the church. There are many ordained of the eternal life that are outside the church. The devil is contending over their life. We go to bring them in. Awesome God. Watch every true lover of Jesus. He ends up a high flyer in life. It's one of the hidden highways of life. An undying passion for souls. Undying passion for souls. Somebody asked me, what about security? You are in marketplace. You are under the bridge. Security. Ah. I get to know power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I'm not guided by police or military. No. When they hear gun, they will run. It's me that won't run. I'm with them in the rice market, in the tomato market, in every place, sharing Jesus. To answer. I've been running crusade for Jesus before I was called to ministry. May everybody's passion for souls come alive afresh. Paul said, by the grace of God, an apostle, an outstanding apostle, I continue to this day by the help of God, witnessing to both great and small. Witnessing. Paul, the chief of the apostles, witnessing. Witnessing. Nobody should be a CEO minister, a CEO pastor. Witnessing, witnessing, witnessing. Everybody. Number three. If you have circumstances around you that can not make you go from place to place by reason of age, the prayer platform is there. On the other hand, the invitation platform is there. The come and see platform. You don't need an anointing for it. Children invite other children for their birthday. You don't need maturity for it. That woman got saved. It met Jesus. Met Jesus. The Samaritan woman. And when white total, come see a man. Come see a man. That is what we are talking about. Come see a man. Come see Jesus. Come see the one who changed my life. That does not need any anointing. It doesn't need maturity. It doesn't need being able to speak. Being able to invite. He sent his servants. Go. And invite them that are bidden to the feast. Come, for all things are now ready. Come, for all things are now ready. Come, for all things are now ready. Luke 14:17-23. He said, oh, the place of, he said, go again. Go again. You keep inviting. You keep inviting. You keep inviting until they respond. Can I hear your amen? There are many people in our various churches today around the world, ministers who are here, that people got there by being invited by another. They were invited. Come and taste, and you will see that the Lord is good. Come and taste, and you will see that the Lord is good. So how can you afford to sit down doing nothing? And
Then we have sanctuary services, which is needed to keep everything in order. So we have stewardship opportunities in our various churches, including ushering, security, car parks. In those days, there were no cars to park, so there is no point to have any car park. The churches that we were designing in those days don't have car parks. Nobody's coming to park a car. The bicycle that the church contributed money to buy for the pastor does not need a car park. And they warned the pastor, if you misuse this something, you will check. My God, what? Parks and gardens and crowd control, whatever one we have in our church, medical service and all that. For in all labor, there is profit. You sit down doing nothing, you go nowhere. Stagnant water stinks. Stagnant water stinks. Nobody here will stink. The command is occupy till I come. Not for some time. Even in old age, you will still be bringing forth fruit. How? On the prayer altar. Father, in the name of Jesus, this Sunday service will be with a difference. Lord, anoint your servant this Sunday for a new order of insight and impact. In the name of Jesus, let every young believer get established in the faith. As long as you can eat, you can pray. As long as you can eat, you can pray. You can pray. In the name of Jesus, I release you as active value adding believers to your generation. Finally, number four, financial stewardship. Financial stewardship. Is a platform for the rise of financial giants in the body of Christ. Promoting the kingdom with our finances changes people's financial story. Deliberately so, intentionally so. Chapter 1 and verse 3 to 13. It's one other hidden platform we don't know that opens the heaven of our lives just like tithing does. He said, consider your ways. You have labored and labored is not showing. Why? Because of my house that lies in ruins and you run everyone to his own house. Therefore, the heaven over you is shut from dew and the earth from yielding our fruit. You bring in much, much, and it becomes little because I blew on it. It vanishes. Why? Because you are not mindful of my kingdom with your resources. So it dries up. It dries up. You earn wages, I punch holes in your pocket. It goes off. Financial stewardship is key to the rest of financial fortune. Key to it. If tithing opens the heavens and kingdom promotion investment opens the heavens, then you have double open heaven. Double open heaven. Double open heaven. Double open heaven. My family's fortune just jumped there. After being led to sponsor transportation of all worshippers to church for 1 year, multi-million resulting in multi-billions. Amid Tangre Tokonia, the things we have heard and said, our hands have looked upon of the word of life, they are the things we make it known to you. Please grab it. Grab it. Grab it. Grab it. Start from where you are. God is not a burden to his children. He's not in need. I said, waleto. God didn't need it. We were left to. We were left to. He leads us the way to go so as to prosper us. You are left. Everybody has a place in kingdom stewardship. Now the question, why is my stewardship not working? Few minutes that we have. Why is my kingdom stewardship not speaking? Why am I not seeing the effect of it? Very quickly. Your service must be born from the heart. Not with eye service as men's pleasers, but as servants of God, doing the will of God from the heart. It mustn't be for a show. Ephesians 6:6. Why is it not working? Our service must be love motivated. Our love for God must be the driving force behind our stewardship. If I offer my body to be burnt and have no charity, it profits me nothing. 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 1 Corinthians 13:3. It profits me nothing. I love you more than anything. I love you more than anyone. I love you. God, I give my life to you. Amen. This is my own extremism. I love this God more than I love my wife, and she knows. I love this God more than I love our children and grandchildren. They say, what a wicked man. I love this God more than I love me. Shota. I love this Jesus more than I love me. I would gladly die for him, smiling. Mekutu. You may read all the little books I've written and listen to all the tapes in your life. If you have not captured my heartbeat for God, you have not discovered my story. My story springs out of my heartbeat for God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I never had the opportunity or experience of a honeymoon. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Not that I was married before and then I had the experience. No. I love you, Jesus. Why are you going? Where are they calling me? What will they do for you? They are nothing. I'm guaranteeing what Jesus will do for them. I love you. Is it wrong? No. It's my priority. Jesus. 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 In the morning, the afternoon, let your stewardship be love motivated, not position motivated. If I serve him, will change my story. If it didn't change anything in me, I won't be doing less than I'm doing now. I've told you before. Let your service be love motivated, not reward driven. Not reward driven. Let it be love motivated. He knows what to do with you and me. Let it be love motivated. No lover of this God ever get grounded. Every true lover of God is a high flyer in life. Every true lover of God, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for them. Can I hear your amen? Two, we must serve him sacrificially. Go beyond the normal call for duty as he enables you. Go beyond it. Go beyond it. As he engraces you.
I've come to set fire on the earth. Am I straightened until it be accomplished? Luke 12, 49 and 50. There is no star without a star. And the star of every star is sacrifice. The star of every star is sacrifice. You never find a star wrestler without a mark somewhere. Somewhere goes in. Somebody just threw one left thing on him. But he has the belt at last. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. It's a turnaround platform. When the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion, who are like them that dream. It's a turnaround platform for God's people. And finally, serve God with goodwill for others. With goodwill doing service. Don't wish other people down. Wish them up. Don't wish a calamity before somebody. Wish them favor. Goodwill. Only those who give it have it. Goodwill. With good will do service, not unto man, but unto God. Knowing that every good thing that any man does, the same shall he receive from the Lord. My wife once said to me, he said, you spend more time with these Covenant University students than you spend with our children. You are investing in the life of other people's children, he keeps investing in your children. He keeps investing. He's a covenant keeping God. He's a covenant keeping God. Goodwill. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So it doesn't work on your terms or on my terms. Stewardship works on his terms. Stewardship works on his terms. The good news is, as you serve him, let's do it willingly. If I do this thing willingly, there is a reward. There is no reward for unwilling service. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17. Let's do it righteously, without ulterior motives. Hebrews 12, 28. Let us have grace that we may serve God acceptably, with fear and godly reverence. Let's serve him with humility. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty heart before a fall. Let's serve him cheerfully. When joy withers, the harvest is perished. Joel chapter 1 and verse 12. Joel 1:12. He said, all the harvest of the field is perished because joy is withered away from the children of men. They say, we should serve you. Okay, God, we are serving you. I did it last year, nothing happened. Did it year before, nothing happened. If you like, kill me. Do it joyfully. He loves a cheerful giver. Do it joyfully. Let joy be oozing forth from within you at all times. Number four, do it unashamedly. Do it what? Unashamedly. Do it. The reason why many can't witness that they think their status is beyond witnessing. What status? You don't have friends that come to you for counsel, come to you for help. You can't share Jesus with them. I'm not ashamed gospel of Christ. It's the power of God. If you are ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. You can't serve him openly. He can't reward you openly. Do it unashamedly. 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 Jesus made himself of no reputation before he can put upon himself the form of a servant. He made himself of no reputation to become a servant. He disregarded his status as the Messiah. Left all his glory in heaven. What glory do you and I have? Nothing. Compare with that glory. He put it aside. You need to see my team. You'll be wondering, okay, what are you doing with them? These are young folks, but they're my partners. I can't run this thing without them. Amen. He made himself of no reputation. No reputation. Some of them just going to university now. Some have just finished one level or another. Amen. Made himself of no reputation to serve effectively. Wake up. Our drivers are on our team. Amen. If they drive roughly, we won't get to where we're going. So they are part of the team. Do it unashamedly. Don't wear your coat to the market. They will be scared. They will think that you came to catch them. Maybe you are DSD or something. Or SSS. Wear what they wear. I became all things to all men. And my by all men win song. Don't be blowing grammar when they don't understand you. Don't be blowing grammar. Speak broken English if that's what they know. Speak Yoruba to them. Speak Hausa to them. Speak Igbo to them. You don't have to be, a degree holder to go to heaven. He died for the whole world. Literate and illiterate. This will help us. Unashamed. People are ashamed of God. How will he not be ashamed of them? And finally, do it tirelessly. Be steadfast. Always abandon in the works of the Lord for as much as you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Keep sowing the seed, the harvest on the way coming. Keep sowing the seed, the harvest on the way coming. Keep sowing the seed, the harvest is on the way coming. Keep sowing the seed. The seed of the must be saved in 1973. Help me by grace to still be where I am standing today. By his grace. You can't take that away from me. It's the bonus. And I've been believing God for an expansion of the platform that could see like 100,000 people brought to the Lord Jesus across the city by a new strategy, a review strategy. I've been asking God for that and he's been answering me now. Wake up. That city is yours. That town is yours. That territory is yours. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Now, as I close, the big side of it all is serving God as a seed. Not giving a seed, serving God as a seed. Psalm 22 and verse 30. A seed shall serve thee. Serve him. And it shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. Serving God as a seed imparts on one's coming generation. Serving God as a seed imparts on our generations after us. Serving God as a seed. There are some trees that are 200 years old. Come on out. 200 years old. serving God as a seed, like Jesus did, and pass on generations after us. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That's a dead man talking. Proverbs 1:21. I die daily. That's a dead man talking. And up till now, Paul said. After Jesus said, it's Paul said. Otherwise, you are not in the gospel. Paul said. Jesus paid the price. Paul unveiled the price he paid. He was a dead man. He served God as a seed. Obi Clarish Agalam Brutanel. He served God as a seed. Not for show. No. Paul said, for ye are dead. Serving God as a seed is what impacts on generations after us. This is the epitome of what stewardship offers. Hear what Jesus said. The hour to glorify the Son of Man has come. But except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it will bring forth much fruit. If any man serve me, let him follow this process. This is the process that impacts on generations. Let him follow this process. He whosoever serves me like that, him will my Father honor. Serving God as a seed is the mystery behind ultimate impact of stewardship. Ultimate impact of stewardship. What happens to his kingdom matters much more to me than what happens to me. What happens to his kingdom, where I live, matters much more to me for eternity than what happens to me. Please, Hebrews 13 verse 7. The Bible says, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, seeing the effect of the faith they teach, whose faith follow. I close with this covenant so we can have our breakfast and rest. Which my wife signed on the 12th of September, 1976. And I want to see the weight of the statement contained therein. The weight of the statement. I remember telling her that was not in document. If I'm preaching and they cut my hand, would you still like to be my wife? Is that how to talk to someone? If I lose my leg in the purpose, in the pursuit of it, would you still like to be my wife? I say, okay, let me read the covenant. Are you in tongue with it, in terms with it? Okay, sign. No games. I would rather be unmarried till I go to heaven than to sell off the encounter I had. You better wake up. Don't struggle to grow. Just plant the seed. You sleep and wake, and the tree is growing. The tree is growing, but we are unplanted. An unplanted seed cannot become a tree. We are unplanted. When you plant a seed, it's first messed up. Yes. It dies, it rots, and then life surges. And life surges, it keeps taking its turn to grow. And when it grows to its full stature, it keeps counting years and years and years. We have the story of Jonathan Edwards' lineage for 200 years. They check the legacy of this man that walked with God. Giants were all through the line. Then they checked through the lineage of an atheist. I've forgotten his name. Full of criminals, drunkards, prostitutes, prisoners. A seed shall serve you, and it shall be counted to him for a generation. Maploprepto. May the hand of God on you never stop with you. May it grow to your generations after you. On the other hand, the lineage of Jonathan Edwards, made up of judges, senators, vice presidents, college deans, all that glory, color, honor. Ah, a seed shall serve thee. Shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. I was ministering one time in Kaduna and I began to cough. Stress was much. And then my wife followed me into the restroom and then I was vomiting only blood. He said, it's time to go. I said, no. Let it be the last one I will preach before I go to heaven. I came back there coughing and preaching. People got saved. I said, now we can go home. How many were there, sir? Maybe not less than 100. You are not 100. No, we are far from 100. Oh, we have left 100. But I preached the remaining breath. The thing I prepared. Sir, the way I prepared today is the way I was preparing then. I was preparing then the way I prepared today, sir. Pastors, listen to me. It's not crowd. Dedication, deadly committed to the cause of Christ. Somebody's soul is changing. My prayer is that the grace that has helped me today in pursuit of God without being tired will walk with you. I've seen blessings. It has not distracted me one bit. I've seen blessings. It has not distracted me one bit. I'll never be a playboy and play big boy till I go to heaven. I came here with nothing. Jesus added to me as I was privileged to keep adding value to his kingdom by reaching out to souls which touches his heart most. It's your turn. May no one return to his church and our church as a bench warmer. The hour to glorify you has finally come. This is what I wrote as moved by the Spirit of God. I had a supernatural encounter after going through the book titled The Man God Uses by Oswald J. Smith, which led me to making my vow, come and say my vow, of a lifetime dedication to God, which I captioned Sailing Under Sealed Orders. Content. It is saying an eternal yes to God and eternal no to self. It is relinquishing all claims. Having relinquished, definitely relinquished all claims, I deliberately turn my back on everything. Thus, I renounce all that I am and have. I didn't have anything, but whatever I will have, I renounce it. It won't make many to me. It's no longer mine, but God's. Henceforth, he has the absolute right to do what he likes with it. And if at any time he should call me to literally forsake what I have renounced, I must not even murmur nor complain. Discipleship demands renunciation. It must be Lord of all or not Lord at all. Full stop. And she signed it. That's where we are coming from. Amen. It's not luck. It's not luck. This was signed 12th September 1976. 46 years ago. I'm planted by the riverside, watered by the Lord. I'm planted by the riverside, I'm watered by the Lord. You get planted, you don't run dry. You planted by the rivers, you keep fresher by the day. It's your turn. He that winneth souls is wise, and the wise shall inherit glory. The days of shame around anyone's life, they are finally over. Whether from the prayer altar or on the streets, everybody concerned about bringing souls to Christ or inviting them to come, you are part of the process. You shall not see shame anymore. If you go outside the gate, there is reproach. He will wipe away all your reproach. To wipe away, a woman was 52 years old, was going around witnessing, and they started mocking her. It's because you don't have children. This woman doesn't speak one word of English. They insulted her. She got pregnant, had her first child ever. Same season, not the following season. You go outside the gate bearing his reproach, he rolls away your reproach. And they that torment righteousness, they shall shine as the stars forever and ever. Rise to your feet. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. So don't tell me we are reaching out for souls for church to grow. We are reaching out to souls for the kingdom to go forward. I was not a pastor of a church. We are running around crusades for souls to be saved. When I was privileged to build the first church along with others in that little village, I had no plan for ministry at all. I just love Jesus. Passion for souls will give anybody their place in destiny. Passion for souls with clean motive not to become a big man, a big pastor, recognized worldwide. Just go for it. I came back from Madagascar one day, 7 hours flight, and still hit the road going to our town. And I saw some boys playing football. I parked because they were soon close. And I said, "Hey, young people, come on here. Do you want to go to school?" "Ah, yeah." The way forward to secure destiny is to know Jesus. Following day, Sunday, 9 of them were in church. 9. Now, lift up your two hands. Lord, rekindle my passion for souls. Rekindle my prayer life in advancing your kingdom. Rekindle my passion for inviting people to church for Jesus to save them. Rekindle my financial stewardship disposition. These are all for my benefits as I add value to your kingdom. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Pray that prayer, everybody. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. No second thing to seek. The favor of God takes over. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Ours is to make the choice. The power to walk in the choice comes from Him. By the help of God, I continue to this day. But He first made the choice. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. He first made the choice. And then help came from heaven. If you have truly made the choice to maintain a burning passion for God by your burning passion for souls and the advance of His kingdom, lift up your two hands and call for His help. Help me like you help Paul. Help me like you help Apostle Paul to maintain this passion till my old age. Help me the same way you help Apostle Paul till my old age. Undying passion for the lost by reason of my love for you. Send me your help, Jesus. Send me your help, Lord. Send me your help, Jesus. And send me your help, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Why are we bringing them to church? To preserve the harvest. Any harvest left on the field, the boss of the air will clear them. Any harvest, we bring them to church, God's storehouse, for their preservation. Bear fruit, let your fruit abide. So we bring them to our various churches. Praise God. Where God is blessing our life, where supplying our spiritual need, we bring them into church. When we welcome our new converts here today and the first time, I say, how many of you want to be a member of the church? My God, amazing. Amazing. Since we started, we recorded more than 27,000. We started only that in July. We want, so that when we are calling you, we are not disturbing you. You are the one who said you want to be a member.
Yep.
So we are now calling you to say, how are you faring? Don't miss the service tomorrow. Come on here. Glory to God. That your fruit shall abide. Every revival is domiciled in church. Come on now. I therefore decree from every nation where we are, explosive church growth in the year 2023. Every local assembly shall be minimum double their present state. Some people on fire will make this happen in 3 months. In the name of Jesus. We are in the last days, the days of explosive church growth. May every pastor under the sound of my voice around the world be worthy of this coming explosion. May the explosion not lead to anyone's destruction. I pray that no one will make a merchandise of God's people, but we'll be caring for them. We'll be nurturing them. We'll be building them up. We'll be servicing their needs. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Again, my prayer. May the passion you are going back with be hotter than the one I carry. I pray that the passion, I'm talking to members, I'm talking to pastors, I'm talking to everybody. May your passion for God, your pastor may not see, but God is watching for you. God is saying it. May your passion for God in drafting people into the kingdom be much hotter than the one I carry. May it endure beyond where I am now. You will soon be counting 50 years of passion for soul. Somebody will be counting 60 years of passion for soul. Pray kingdom advancement prayer, may it become your lifelong experience. So shall it be.
Amen.
I see this gathering as a God ordained solemn assembly to revive God's people back to their God.
Yes.
With the required passion. and it's yours already. No one will lack open rewards for the engagement. Lift up your two hands. Give God thanks for the blessing of the day. Give God thanks. The first, the second, the third, and the fourth world. Give him thanks. In Jesus' precious name. Tonight, like you are told, is our celebration night, where we bless the nations of the world. And where we celebrate the acts of God in our midst. As you join this celebration with a true heart, many will return as celebrities. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Please clap some more for the Lord, everybody who loves the Lord, and you have been blessed this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Clap some more for him. Clap some more for him. He's worthy of our praise. Thank you, Jesus. The specialized classes comes up at 1:30, as announced earlier. Okay. So the details are on the notice board for all of us who are just coming in, so you can be a part of it. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Shall we together share the goodness of the Lord? And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2022. And Covenant Highways. You may wish to share more of your love with your neighbors all around you.